Kirkuk in northern Iraq has fabulous oil wealth. It is an ethnically divided city. For years, Kurdish, Arab, and Turkmen factions fought each other. Then, insurgents including the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, unleashed their terror. In June, Kurdistan Regional Government Peshmerga troops, reputed to be some of the toughest fighters in this region, moved into Kirkuk to restore stability and to protect the oil beneath it. This monument in Kirkuk, a wellhead surrounded by swords, is highly symbolic of both the value of the province's oil as well as the fight to control it. Peshmerga member Mohammed Shwani explains that Kirkuk's oil now belongs to Kurds, not Baghdad, which objects to the takeover.
Now, this place is Kurdistan. The oil is from Kurdistan. We must keep the oil, we must defend of the oil of the land of all the places in Kurdistan.
I went out with the Peshmerga on a security patrol to see how they keep the city and province safe, as well as the oil the Kurds want for their hoped-for independent state. We left the military compound and pulled out into the street, our vehicle packed with troops, guns always at the ready. The ride can be wild and bumpy, but the message put out by every Peshmerga patrol is clear. Order will be kept, and those who challenge it face the barrels of many guns. Since these Peshmerga patrols began in June, Kirkuk has enjoyed more peace than at any time in the past decade. While this patrol covers the city, other Peshmerga units have been out in the province driving out ISIL and other insurgents. Some Iraqi government troops dropped their guns and ran when ISIL swept into Iraq. But the Peshmerga did the opposite. They engaged ISIL, known as Daesh, and drove them out. Peshmerga Kamal Mohammed Mustafa.
Daesh came, Daesh came to try to control Kirkuk. But when we hear about it, Daesh that tried to do that, we came over to Kirkuk, take Kirkuk from them. But we kick him out of Kirkuk now.
The Kirkuk oil field and its pipeline and this oil patch by Hassan are under Kurdish control. Their pipelines are now rerouted to send the oil north and on to Turkey at the port of Sigan. Iraq's central government has angrily reacted to the KRG's takeover of Kirkuk and these oil fields. But the Kurds have made it clear that they will not give them back to Baghdad. This oil, Kurds say, guarantees the viability of an independent Kurdistan, as Kamal Mohammed Mustafa says.
This oil is the future of Kurdistan. So if there is no oil, there is no future.
These Peshmergas say that if Baghdad wants to take Kirkuk back by force, they are ready to fight. Jeffrey Young, VOA News, Kirkuk, Iraq.